Welcome, everybody. We're going to start the series of toiloyim, of worms, of bugs, and what when you can't eat and what you could eat if you so desire. And let's get started. Now, Shir 1 starts with saying the different categories of bugs that the Torah offers. That's self-explanatory, so I'll leave it at that. Then it talks about when you get malchus for it. So the shear is a gazayas, that if you eat crunched up bugs and not a full bug, so then you don't get malchus until you eat a gazayas. And it's not like the shmoneh shrotzim, the eight specific shrotzim that the Torah talks about, that you get malchus for eating an adosha, a lentil's worth. And that is why we had in Hilchas Taruvos that if a lentil worth of shrotzim gets mixed up in a taruvos, that it's not bottle. And because we see that you especially get malchus for that amount. However, regular bugs, it's a gazayas, and there's no din of aver min achai or avorim that you would chayiv for, like you would do for shrotzim or by animals, and therefore you always need a gazayas unless it's a full worm, a full bug, and then you get a malchus just for eating it. And the reason is because it's a barrier, it's a full entity which the Torah is mechayev for it by itself. And that's why we paskin that a barrier is also not bottled, because since if you eat a barrier, you get malchus for it, even if it's smaller than a kezias. Therefore, it's choshev, and therefore it does not get bottled. But the main thing that we're going to talk about today is really sifbeis, and it's going to really be mamshich, turn not only in shir 1, but I'm going to go into beginning of Shir 2 in the notes, because it's all one sugya. And hopefully, even though that it's a little bit confusing, but I hope to make it very concise and very to the point in order to make sure that it's not confusing anymore. So I'm going to start with the second half of Shir 1. And that goes into the beginning part of Shir 2. And what is that? Now, the Torah says that why can't you eat bugs from water? Because the Torah says what you could eat regarding water animals, fish, that they have to have fins and scales. And bugs do not have fins and scales, therefore they're osur. However, the Torah says that the variable of having fins and scales are biyamim unahoros, in seas and in rivers, implying that if it's not in seas and in rivers, that it doesn't have to have fins and scales. And perhaps you can eat bugs, because the bugs are only osur when you need fins and scales, but not in yamim and nahoris, not in open waters, like rivers and seas, then you wouldn't need. However, it's not being completely exclusive. And the reason why is because we have a drasha. Now, we have a drasha when the Torah says a general rule and then gives specifics and then gives another general rule, or in this case, where it says two general rules next to each other and then the specific, we say that you put the specific between the two general rules and you have a general rule, specific, and general. So there's two ways of darshing this in Kol HaTorah Kuloi. Some learn it as a klal uprat uklal, that it tells us that you have the prat, whatever it specifically gives as an examples, And the klolim on both sides tells us that they have to be, that anything else that's in the category includes anything that's similar to the prat. So it has to be that it's ke'en me'ena prat, right? So anything that's similar to the prat is included. That's one way of learning this type of drasha. Another way is riboy mi'et v'riboy. So a riboy means to include everything. And now the mi'et, we're not calling it a prat as the specific, it's coming as an exclusion. Because we start out being including everything. And what is it, and what's the prat therefore, the specific, that is a exclusion. It excludes one thing. So the kal prat, the riboy mi'et riboy tells me everything is included, but it excludes one thing, the thing that's the furthest away from the specifics. That's what they're coming to exclude. So those are the two ways of learning it. Now, obviously, it would seem to be that the riboy mi'et v'riboy includes more things than the klal prat or klal. Because if you learn riboy mi'et v'riboy includes everything except for one small thing. However, if you learn klal prat or klal, it really limits to what it's included only things that are similar to the prat, and therefore it doesn't just include everything, but it just excludes most things, but only general things that are pretty close to the prat. So in our case, it's going to be that since it's saying about the places where it's also without fins and scales, so that the riboy mi'et v'riboy would be including more isurim, and therefore will be the more stringent shita, stringent opinion. And the klal prat v'klal is saying that no, it has to be very similar to where the specific points where it's aser, implying that it doesn't aser that many places, only the places that are very similar to the prat. So we have a machloikis in the Gemara between the Tana Kama and Tandi Bei Rabbi Shmuel, how to learn this. Is it klal prat v'klal, or is a mi'et riboy, riboy mi'et v'riboy? So the Tana Kama learns is klal prat v'klal, and therefore that what is the specific? The specific is yamim v'noreis, seas and rivers. So therefore it comes to exclude kalim, any bugs that might have been starting to form in kalim. Let's say if you have a cup of water and all of a sudden worms starting to show up in there, which was born and hatched and their eggs in there, and it started, growing in there. That is a that would be mutter, because it's definitely not similar to the ocean, to the seas, to the rivers. That is the. But not only that, we say they even pits. Why? Because pits are also enclosed. They're not open that it flows from one place to another. It is very enclosed, and therefore it is mutter if any bugs start growing and start being raised in there, right? So those are the definites. But what does it come to include in the Isser? That's not that's not only the seas and the rivers, but it's similar to them enough to say that they're included. That includes furrows. Charitzim v'neitzim. that will teach them, will define them as furrows, just to make it simple. It's not like enclosed, it's a long row, and therefore it's we'll see if it's open on both sides, not open, but it's a lot longer than the not only the utensils but even the pits, the wells, that it still is those are forbidden. That is the Tanna Kamma. Then comes along the Tanna Dabei Rav Shmuel and learns as a riboy miyit viriboy. And how is that? That what does it include? It includes everything, and even the furrows. And what does it exclude? Excludes the utensils and the boirois and the pits. And so now the two brises seem to be very similar. That it comes out that they seem to be, even though that they're learning with two separate drashas, however, it seems to be that there's only one thing to be marbe, one thing to be mamit. So no matter whether you learn, it is a riboy miyut viriboy, or it is a klal prad of klal, it will come to be included furrows in the iser, and it will exclude pits and utensils in the iser. That is, and that's Gufo what Rashi says, that they don't really argue. The question is, how did they get there in their drushes, in their style of drushes? But in truth, that there's no practical nafkamina between the two opinions. However, Tosfos argues and said there must be some kind of practical difference. And he says the practical difference is that there's two types of furrows. One that he calls is noivim, and the other one is not noivim, but only zoichlin. So it's very hard to really define what noivim and zoichlin is here, but I'll do my best to give what I my interpretation. Then noivim means that it is a rushing flow, that there that the, there's like a trench, there's a furrow that goes from it's open on both sides, and water comes in and water comes out, and it like flows like a river. However, it is much smaller to the, than the river, so it's not included in the actual word river that the Torah is talking about. However, that's why it is included here. But there's also another furrow that is not noivim, is not rushing, but it's just zoichlim. Zoichlim means running. It is not. It is not still. It does go from one place to another. It's still running, but it's not rushing. That would seem to be the definition. And therefore, like we said, the that the Tanna Kamma says klal prad of klal, says there's less things to be osur. So he says when we exclude furrows and trenches, we exclude even though the ones that are rushing. And he would allow rushing. However, the Tanna Bei Shmuel learns a klal riboy v'miyot v'riboy, which means include extra, that everything excluding one thing. So when they exclude a trench, it's talking about a trench that only flows very softly. However, if it's rushing, so then it is still included in the Isser, and any bug that's found in it is Isser from the Torah. That is the Machloikis. Now, and it seems like the Rosh Paskins like the Tanna Kamma and therefore allows even Noivim. However, the Rambam Paskins like Tanna Dabei Rav Shmuel, and he's forbids us ni'itzim v'charitzim, with the furrows, even if they're just running softly, and the Shach agrees with that. That is how they, so basically, that the machlokes whether that, what do you call again, that the furrows are permitted or forbidden is dependent if you learn it like the Tanakhama. So the Rosh seems to be passing like the Tanakhama, and the Rambam seems to be passing like Rabbi Shmuel. On that, the Taz says, it is not necessary to say that pshat. And he wants to be mechadish to explain that, no, those aren't the two types of, at least how the Rambam will explain it, those are not the two types of furrows that we're talking about. What are the two types of furrows? One is a furrow that is that is still, right? It is still, even though it might be open on both sides, but it's not, not only is it not rushing, but it's not even running, it's pretty much still water. Now there's another type of furrow, and that type of furrow is that it's closed on all sides. So why is this different than a regular bore pit that's also closed on all sides and it's in a closed area with the water? Because this is a lot longer, so therefore it's considered different. It's not just like a enclosed circle, it is a long rectangle, and it's very, very long, and therefore it is a much different than a pit, and therefore, according that might not be included in the bar. Therefore, the Rambam learns, when the Tanakhama learns a klal prad v'klal, and he comes to say that what's included in the itzim, the furrows and the trenches, those furrows and trenches that I was referring to, that is also is if it's open. However, if it's enclosed, so then it is permitted. Because it is enclosed, then it's more similar to utensils than to rivers. However, a ton of Baby Shmuel holds that even the closed ones is osur, because since it's longer, and it's not like so small and enclosed like a bore, like a pit. Therefore, it is included with the naharos that are also pretty long. The rivers are long, and therefore it is osur. That's how the Rambam learns it, and therefore, since the Rambam only answers the ones that are open, but the ones that are fully closed, that he matters, that's because he's passing like the Tanakhama and not like Tana Bei Rav Shmuel. So according to this, the Taz comes out that the Rambam grado holds like the Tanakhama, like all the other Rishonim. He just has a different way of explaining it. Now, what forced the Taz to explain this way? So the Mishpat Zov comes and asks a slew of questions. There's you see in the beginning of Shir 2 that he asks a few questions. Now, the questions are based on the wordings, and that could be a little bit, getting very much into details and the diukim. So therefore, I would like to encapsulate a little bit of really what's bothering him, and perhaps that's going to at least sum it all up together. Now, one thing that bothers him is the lashon of the Torah. Now, the Torah first comes up straight and says that charitzim v'ni'itzim are permitted, the furrows are permitted. Then he says, instead of saying, but the Rambam argues, but he says that the Rambam holds that charitzim v'ni'itzim is osur, and then says the Rosh argues. Now, he's saying three lines, which really should really need two. If it's all talking about the charitzim v'ni'itzim, the regular charitzim and ni'itzim, So why start off that it's mutter, and then bring the Rambam like he's talking about something else altogether? And then the Rosh, who seems to hold like the first line that he brought, says no. He argues with the Rambam. He's just he should have just said that charitz v'neitzim is machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh. So why is this whole new second part of the tour? So he wants to say that the tour's first line of charitz that it's mutter is l'kul alma. And that refers to the one that's closed up altogether. And therefore, that even the Rambam holds it's permitted. However, what is the machloikis? Then he brings the Rambam who holds that the chitzim and yitzim that are all open are usr. And on that, the Rosh argues and says that's mutter. And the question is, how does he know that the Rambam says that the chitzim and itzim that the Rambam permits, that there's a chitzim and itzim that the Rambam permits. Perhaps that when he says chitzim and itzim are osir, he forbids even the ones that are closed on all sides. So that's why he wants to be medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says that boris are permitted. Why? Because that they are enclosed and they don't flow. Now, why does he have to write both of them? Just say it's enclosed, then I know it doesn't flow. Or if it doesn't flow, and I know that it has to be enclosed. So therefore, he wants the medayik, that if it would just say enclosed, I might think it's like a small surround area, like a pit. However, if it's a long area, like a charitz, like a furrow, like a trench, perhaps that you should answer. That's why he has to say that ein zeichlum, it does not flow. Because any time that it is closed and doesn't flow, then it is permitted according to the Rambam. So therefore, that's the vorta, that's the first category that the Torah brings down. That type of trenches that's enclosed is permitted to everybody. And then the second part of the Tour that brings the machloikis is bringing the machloikis when it is open.